You have to keep your eyes closed. You have to keep fighting this. How long has it been now? How long have you been sitting in this chair? This horrible chair. How can it be so damn comfortable, even with those restraints immobilizing your arms and your legs? You shouldn't be feeling this good. Not with that headset on your face. Not with those headphones on your ears. And most definitely not with that damnable mask clamped around your face, making you breathe God only knows what. Shallow breaths. How long have you been keeping her voice out? It feels like it's been forever. Has it been days since that black van stopped and you were pulled inside? Since that sweet-smelling rag was shoved into your face? You still remember her face. Those icy eyes piercing into yours. Looking at you dispassionately as the darkness took you. You have to remember her face. You need to be able to describe her when the rescue comes. Someone is going to come save you any moment now. You only have to hold out a little longer. Surely, your disappearance must have been noticed by now.
Just do it.
You are not actually sure how long it's been. How long you've been sitting here in this chair. There are just two things you do know with absolute clarity. You cannot trust the voice. It lies. And you have to squeeze your eyes shut. Whatever you do, you cannot look at the spiral. Oh God, you can see the colors begin to dance on your eyelids. The insidiously seductive spiral waiting just behind them.
You remember how
you have to squeeze your eyes shut a little tighter.
How it took.
Keep the colors out. Keep the spiral out.
A pretty spiral.
You saw it when she first turned the headset on. At least you think you did. Did you? It's getting so hard to think now, with her voice in your ears all the time. And keeping your eyes this tightly shut is beginning to tire you out. There's no telling how much longer you still have to hold on. You keep fighting against the restraints. Sometimes, it almost feels like you can actually lift your arms a little bit. But it takes so much effort. It is so hard. You stop struggling for a moment. It's pointless. The restraints are too strong. And yet, somehow, they are also comfortable. Pushing your body down with a firm but gentle pressure. It almost feels like you are in a tight hug. Like you are being held snugly and securely. Actually, this chair is really comfortable. Maybe you could relax a bit just for a moment. Open your eyes and rest for a while. Recover your strength to fight with renewed energy later. No. You know that once you start looking into the spiral, you will not be able to stop yourself. It's a miracle you were able to look away that first time. Did that really happen? What did it look like anyway? Circles. There were circles flowing out from the center. Different colors and shapes, overlapping and flowing into each other. Black and blue and green and red and yellow and purple.
It won't do any harm. It will only help you.
The circles just keep coming and coming and coming. All of them together forming one gigantic spiral.
Keep staring into the spiral. Look into the spiral. Keep looking at the pretty colors. Let go. Just do it. All the love.
You are seeing it. The spiral.
Joining together.
Spinning and swirling in front of you.
So wonderful.
Is it just in your mind? Or have your eyes opened? And are you staring at the display in front of you?
So uncomfortable to gaze into it.
Look at that. You don't know.
Deeper and deeper.
And you can see the spiral so clearly.
It only makes you feel good. Keep looking. It was perfectly harmless.
It is fascinating.
You feel the spiral draw you in. Let go.
And it does feel so very good to stare into it. Wasn't there something?
And blue, stare and green, stare and listen to my voice, and purple, telling you and black what to do, and blue, let go, what to
and
feel,
all red,
and
on
yellow, and submit.
What? The spiral is gone. A touch on your shoulder. Your captor. She is removing the mask and the headphones. And then, the headset comes off. You see her eyes again, cold and piercing, staring into yours.
Let's have a look at you.
She is inspecting you, searching for something. You can't help but stare at her. Good heavens, she is gorgeous. It's those eyes of hers. They are stunning. Downright mesmerizing, even. It's a shame about the entire trying to brainwash you thing.
Will you obey?
Quick, convince her you are under her spell.
I guess you aren't quite done yet. I know you're trying to fake it. Do not worry. It will not be faking for much longer.
Well, it was worth a try. Here you go again. The headphones, the mask, and, of course, the spiral.
Open your eyes. Submit. Obey. Open your eyes.
Listen. The spiral again.
Were you supposed
Welcome
to be looking at it?
Your mind.
You have to fight this. You try to tune out the sound of her voice.
You like looking
her voice
spiral.
Can't affect you if you don't pay them any mind.
You feel so
right?
Good right now. You need to relax.
Submit.
Come on.
Pay.
Take a little
listen.
I know you like my eyes. You haven't even seen their best feature. There are spirals in them.
Open your eyes and look.
You just didn't look deep.
You just zoned out there for a moment. You were sure of it. The last 5 minutes, they're just gone. Focus.
Swirling around.
You have to. What?
Around.
Listen.
And around.
No.
And around.
That can't be right.
Something
is wrong.
It won't be.
But you feel so good.
It will only hug.
Are you?
Pull you in.
What?
You
her eyes?
Able to look away.
What is she even saying?
You will just stare.
Why can't you keep track of? Is this what it feels like?
Your will to mine.
To lose your mind?
Surrender your will.
It feels
my eyes.
Good.
Surrender
no,
your will.
You have to fight
to
this. Focus.
Yes.
Focus.
Just let go.
Listen.
think it will be so easy. I will help you. It's going to feel so good. My the spiral. Pulling you down. Down, down, down. Deeper and deeper.
Oh, thank God, finally it stops. You weren't sure how much longer you could have held out. Air. You need air. She is wearing a gas mask. You can only see her eyes behind the lenses. Looking at you, expectantly. Her eyes, looking at you. Why? Why is she wearing a gas mask? The gas, it is still on. Was that a problem? It smells good, though. This feels nice.
Much better.
Wasn't she wearing a gas mask just now? Did you imagine that? Did you just zone out again?
Look into my eyes.
Her eyes. Your eyes snap to hers before you can even think about it. Her eyes are still every bit as dazzling as before. But why does she even want you to... Oh, fuck. Her eyes. There are spirals in her eyes.
You're seeing them, aren't you? Good. Stare.
No, no, no. This cannot be happening. You have to look away. Why? Why can't you look away?
That's it. This is happening. Keep staring into my eyes.
Her eyes? They are magnificent. No, you have to fight this.
The only thing you have to do is stare into my eyes.
Oh, gods, her eyes. Her eyes. You.
Shh. No more thoughts. Just obedience. Lie down. Listen. And obey. Deep breaths now.
Look into the spiral. Give it. Sink back down into it.
Submit.
Listen.
This feels amazing.
Listen. Feel the bliss flooding into your mind. The spiral in front of your eyes. The lovely voice in your ears. It's incredible. You feel incredible.
But
there's nothing.
Wasn't there something?
Nothing to think about.
Let go.
Only relaxation. It's almost as if you're floating. Floating in a cloud of bliss.
Let go.
Your thoughts are drifting away.
It slips your mind.
Enjoy this feeling. Relax and enjoy this.
Let go.
Let your thoughts just
give in.
Slip away.
Submit.
Shh.
Obey.
Let go.
It must not have been important.
Give in.
Listen to my voice. Listen.
Obey.
Go to sleep.
Let go.
Listen to my voice.
Give in.
And go to sleep.
Submit.
Go to sleep.
Listen.
Sleep.
Let go.
Sleep.
Give in. Submit. Obey. Listen.
Let go.
Give in.
Submit.
Huh? Something feels different. Focus. 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 You try to scrape some remnants of your muddled mind back together. It's hard. So hard. Your mind is hazy and foggy and buzzy, and you have to focus. Something has changed. There is something around your cock. It feels like a kind of sleeve. It feels strange. It's warm and silky, but nothing like And then it hits you. The sleeve around your cock comes alive, vibrating, buzzing, and your mind whites out. There is no more thought. There is just the buzzing around your cock in your mind. Buzzing and pleasure. It feels so good. Like nothing you've ever felt before. And then the sleeve around your cock pulses, sending a fresh wave of ecstasy reverberating throughout your entire body, overwhelming your senses, flooding your mind with bliss, with pleasure. If this is what submission feels like, you want it. You can't get enough of it. It feels so good. You want more. You need more. You would give anything in exchange. Your seed, your mind, your will. You don't need any of it. You only need this pleasure, and you can't hold back anymore. You are so close. So close to coming, so close to spreading out everything, your seed, your will, everything. You don't need any of it. You just want to surrender to the pleasure. So close. You are going to come. To spurt. 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 And just like that, you surrender. Your mind, your will. There is only silence remaining. Blissful emptiness.
Wake up. You will obey. Good. Welcome to your new life, minion number, well, one. No matter. Just a couple of hundred more should do the trick. And then, try to take over the world.